Craig, three words for you: plan, pack, and move. Those are some tips for helping making your move a little less worrisome. We have with us Chip Wade, HGTV star and DIY handyman. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Getting a move together. If someone, and I find out that as you move, there's more stuff each time you move. You know, the first time you move from maybe a small apartment into a home, it's not so difficult. You get a couple friends, you put things together. Once you start collecting things, it makes your move a little more difficult. Can you give us some tips on how to make moving a little less worrisome?
Absolutely. I actually recently partnered with Liberty Mutual Insurance, and they did a study that showed that 60% of Americans are actually losing sleep even just over the thought of moving, which is kind of troublesome, right? And why is that? It's just kind of wrought with stress, right? People worry about everything from the physical aspect to the mental aspect, right? It kind of is a change in your daily routine. All of your stuff has to get picked up, organized, moved, and then reorganized. So people just kind of get worked up about all those things. Now, the physical side of it is another real thing. It's hard to move. You have to organize either movers or move it yourself, organize your family, lift heavy things. And this is really where a lot of people struggle, is with the thought process of actually moving and feeling like they may hurt themselves. So a great tip if you're moving is actually set up boxes at the height where you don't have to bend over. So have a table or set up a chair to where the box you're loading is already up high, so you can just grab it and go rather than having to bend down and lift, because that's where most people have an issue.
A key to that, too, is making sure not to overpack the box. Just because the box is...
Buy more boxes.
Right. Just because it's eight... You know, sometimes you'll see a box. I sometimes pick them up from these stores, and they'll actually describe, here's a big box. Here's the things you should put in this big box.
Exactly.
Like, not books, because if you got books in a box that's 2 feet by 2 feet, that's a disaster waiting to happen. So obviously,
that's right. Limit that. Right.
Exactly.
Chip, when you're looking around the room, you're on the sofa, you say, oh, you know, we have to move a couple pieces of furniture, toss those things in a box, no problem. But then when it comes time to move, you go, oh my, what am I going to do with all of this stuff? What kind of planning should we be doing ahead of time?
Well, it's really about planning ahead and organizing. And what I mean by that is go ahead and group everything together. This goes for whether if you're hiring a moving crew, or you're suckering in your mom and dad and cousin to come give you a hand. The more pre-prep that you can do, the better off you're going to be. So it's good to kind of subdivide your workforce, meaning there's going to be people that are going to be moving the heavy stuff, and there's going to be people that are focused on organization and packing. And if you can kind of make an assembly line, you're going to be way, way better off. I recommend whoever is the owner of the stuff, if it's you, if it's your house, you be the one that's physically deciding whether or not you're keeping or tossing. And then set up maybe your mom or dad or your friend to actually be documenting, organizing, and packing the stuff. In fact, I love kind of having this situation for my mom or dad or my sister, if they're helping me move, is actually using an app called the Home Gallery app. It's a free app you can download on your phone. And as you're packing boxes, just simply take a picture of all of your items. You can tag the date, purchase price, and keep it all documented. So on the other side, when you're unpacking, it just kind of relieves all of that worry that you may have lost something, because everything is all there documented. And if something does get stolen or damaged, this gallery app really aids in the process of a potential claim that you might make.
I also like maybe taking a picture of the stuff in the box, because many times you pack things up and you mentally file it in your head going, I packed it in the box with that pillow underneath that other thing. And then when it comes time to look for this stuff, ultimately, some things just sort of vanish. I don't know where they go. Still looking for things 7 years later, Chip, but any other suggestions to help, I guess, with that stress that might come out of it?
Well, what you need to think about is not just trying to cram everything in one box. Use more boxes. It's going to be easier in the long run, and label them based on category. So if on the opposite end at your new place, random people or maybe you sucker in another group of people to help you unload, at least they can categorize it in rooms. I actually like to subdivide them by rooms, like kitchen, master bedroom, living room. This just really helps at least get them in proximity. But what you can also do is things like wires, right, with your electronics. Take physical pictures of how all the wires are actually connected into the equipment, because that can be one of the biggest troublesome things on the back end. So it makes that go a little bit more smoothly.
When people are moving, they're always worried about something getting damaged. What can you help us with that?
You know, damage is a worrisome process, right? But that's why documenting the stuff with the Home Gallery app, making sure that your insurance coverage is actually accurate to reflect all of your, at least your expensive items, just gives you that peace of mind just in case something does happen. But really, the best way of keeping things from getting damaged is not doing more than you can physically do. Hire a crew. I love to do this. Hire a specific crew or get some really strong individuals to do the very specific heavy lifting, and then you do the rest. If you could do all the rest first and just leave the big, heavy, bulky items left in your home or your apartment to move out, it makes it easier, more cost-effective, and less likely to damage things in the process.
How well should you vet a moving company? What should you be doing or asking them so that they're the right people for your move?
It's a really great idea whether you're hiring a mover, a general contractor, or any type of home service. Having a first-hand recommendation from someone else who's used them in the local area is the best way. Looking online at reviews, also good. Make sure that they're licensed and insured. That's a huge, huge deal there, to make sure that it's not always your insurance that may be having to cover damage if something gets messed up that's their fault.
Chip, how many times have you moved in your life?
Three times.
Does it get better?
How about you?
Three times now that I'm thinking about it. And yeah. As my wife says, I hope that's the last time. But every time I look around and see that giant armoire, I'm thinking, I don't know how we're going to move that. And this king-size bed that showed up here at this house may stay with the home. But
you got to try to sell that with the house.
Good advice, Jim.
Worth it.
If people want to find out more about what we've talked about today, get some tips, where's a good place for them to get some details?
You can go to libertymutual.com/movingtips for all of these tips and many more.
Chip Wayne, HGTV star DIY handyman, thanks for the tips this morning. Appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great day.